the walls are tumbling. The walls are tumbling. The walls are tumbling. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, the walls are tumbling. Oh, the walls are tumbling. The walls are tumbling down. Oh, praise his holy. Oh, the walls are tumbling. Oh, the walls are tumbling. The walls are tumbling down. Oh, praise his holy name. Yes, the walls are tumbling. The walls are tumbling. Oh, the walls are tumbling down. Oh, praise his holy name. I say the walls are tumbling. The walls are tumbling. The walls are tumbling down. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, the walls are tumbling. The walls are tumbling. The walls are tumbling down. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise God. That song is so prophetic because, you know, when Joshua went in to possess Jericho, you know what the Lord told Joshua to do? He said, march around the walls. You don't realize what walls can do you. Walls can deceive you, block you out. There are all sort of walls at times in our life that is stopping us from getting where we're supposed to be in our life. Walls of deception. Some of the walls, the enemy put them there. And some of them are strong walls. Some of them are high walls. Some of them are walls that when you come near to them, they destroy your life. And when the Spirit of God say, it's time for them to come down, listen, don't play no games. You get up and begin to march around those walls because it's only God can pull down the walls. My life was full of walls. Big and tall like the walls in Jericho. High structure. Nobody can come in. Nobody can go out. Yes, these walls ruined my life. But when I get to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, he says it's time for action. He says it's time to march around those walls. It's time for me to become a Joshua. God is looking for you to become a Joshua and to march around those walls. He was a mighty warrior. And I say, God, I want to be a warrior like Joshua. Because some walls, I mean, when you look at how the children of Jericho were so locked up. Because the enemy set up walls. They were controlling the whole city because of the length and the structure of the walls. Nobody could get in. Nobody can get out. I tell you, some of us have so much nasty, dirty ways. Nobody can get in. Nobody can get out. And you were saying, me, I have no use for friends because of the walls. Nobody can come in. And nobody can go out. Yes, you can get along with not even yourself because of walls. So if God, if God, and the devil is such a liar. You know the devil does have us saying, my walls are private. I don't like nobody to get in my business. Walls, eh? It's private. You like to keep them up so that they keep everything on the inside. That time you're dying, but you're looking to keep the walls up. Those same walls is destroying your life and destiny. And when you come in, God is saying, I'm not going to use you until those walls come down. I'm not going to bless you until the walls come down. And God would instruct you like Joshua. He said, take your two big feet and march around your walls. He give you instruction. He said, blow around them. He said, I'm going to give you help, but they're coming down. He said, I will give you help for the coming down. And if you receive the help, oh, those walls will come down. God have no respect of person. When you look and see rehab, I love rehab. I love rehab. Because, you know, many of you just want to get Esther because Esther is nice. She's a beautiful queen and she was a virgin and she went into the kingdom and she just, you know, prepared and bathed in soft, nice, you know, oils. And all of a sudden the king just saw her and he was all head over heels in love. Nobody want to rehab. But I thank God for rehab. She was a wise woman. Where Rehab went to live, she had faith. She went on the town wall. She could overview the whole city. To get at Rehab house, you have to have a good heart. You know, when you go to New York, they still have some of those apartments where without no elevators and you're going up the stairs forever. And while you're going up the stairs, the wood making noise, shook, 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 and you say, I reach. And yet you have another flight to go. And the way how the buildings make up, they can never put elevator in them. And so Rehab live in an apartment like one of those in New York. But she was a wise woman. God positioned her there for a change in her whole family. Rahab was able to leave Jericho in style. She said, I'm going to take every member of my family. He said, people used to look up and say, you know who live up there? The tongue prostitute. You know who live up there is the worst woman in the city. You're looking for a one night fix? Come, let me show you the house. You see the top apartment right up there with a little curtain blowing? If you want a one night fix, go up there free of charge. She's not expensive. That was Rehab definition. But God was able to use Rehab. God was able to make her from the bottom to the really top where she was. God took her from the gutter and set her in high places. God took her as a nobody to make her into a somebody. I mean, you see what the Lord can do? You see what the Lord can do? Listen, I'm not ashamed to be called a Rehab. That's a wise woman. That's a wise woman. When she left that land, she was able to change her whole family. Listen, one person, whether they be a gutter rat, one person that God touch is able to change the whole family. They can even change nations. They can even change kingdoms. So don't ever think that God cannot use you. Have faith and do the necessary thing. Walk around those walls and bring down the walls because God has plans for your life. Joshua was one of my favorite books. I used to read it and I love Rehab's story. And I go over to see what Rehab have accomplished because she obeyed God. And I say, God, I am so thankful that you do not look at the way men sees you. You look at the heart. You look at the heart. Do you know when people call you prostitute and bad woman, you know you can enemy with them for life? People can get angry at you because they call you bad names. You know, Even sometimes some people will call, you know, woman, men will curse the woman and say, ah, she's a slut. Oh, just tell them the mother is one. Oh, glory to God. Because you know what? Every woman, and every man was born by a. So you don't need to get mad when somebody tell you that. You say, not me only, but your mother. Because why? Many a time we sit down and fight for nothing. You just answer according to what they say. God wants us to be very wise. And don't look down on that word, because if you ever read Rahab's story, you'll just say, listen, I don't need to stand up and defend this word. Because what this woman that they call tongue prostitute, and what this woman that they call slut, and what this woman they ever call a nobody, what she has accomplished, all those that got brand name ain't do what Rahab has done. So when they're ready to put you down, say, what is your story? You know my story. Let me hear yours. Because what I have done with my story, you probably have not accomplished, because my story is known in the city. What about your story? I tell you, God is so awesome. He's so awesome that we don't even need to sit down and get all upset when people give us word and saying that you're ready to box and curse and fight. Don't get offended. The next time you just get the word to match the word, and the problem would be solved. And we're not cursing. We're not cursing. Are we cursing? No, we're talking reality. It's just like you just remind him that he have a mother. Somebody needed this one, yeah? Because I don't know where this one coming, but somebody needed, because why? It has sometimes some men when they hold on uncertain words to curse a woman. If they ever get that definition, oh, you are a slut. Or you're a prostitute. Or you was a nobody until I take you. Say, so was your mother. And you know what? They will never call you that name again. So put this in your diary. For whom it is for tonight. Because God wants to stop it. We must not use words to condemn people of their past. I don't judge people by their past, because I don't forget where I came from. And sometimes we are so quick to curse people's past. And what sometimes these people have accomplished, those that have such a wonderful past, has never impacted not even a snail. So I thank God, even when they say bad things about House of Prayer, say, what House of Prayers have accomplished, let me hear what you have accomplished in this city. Because everybody is always quick to put down House of Prayer and to put down the people in House of Prayer. Because anybody that put down House of Prayer, don't forget you going down too. That's why you have to watch and listen when people start to speak bad about the ministry where God has put you in and feeding you and covering you and giving you revelation knowledge. You don't like nobody to come and disrespect your house. You jump up to defend your house. And you just answer them like, or just tell you how to tell a man when he want to curse you prostitute. when they start to say bad things about this house, you answer them accordingly. Because why? What we have accomplished into the city, they have not, those people that are talking about us, they have not accomplished nothing. And we have accomplished so much. And we are living for God. And we have authority and power to change this city. And we have authority and power to make a difference into this life. So lift up your head and be strong in the Lord. Shake up all those words of condemnation. Shake up all those bad words that you have programmed, that somebody call you dirty and prostitute. You just deprogram them tonight, because God does not consult your past to bless you. Your past is washed away in the sea of forgetfulness, and God is about to do something new in your life. Amen. Oh, somebody needed this. We give God the glory and the honor and the praise. Many of us are damaged because of what people are saying. And it's about time you had stand up and don't always take everything. You have to begin to say, God, give me a word to answer. Give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding. Because why? People have a tendency when they want to belittle you, they can't say, I can't really stand that person. They don't want to say that because that's too nice. So they start to talk about what you used to be, where you have been, where you come from. And they start, and when they figure that that's not enough, they go to your mother, your father, your grandmother, your great-grandmother. They go to your auntie, your uncle, and they start to say mean things. They start to begin to root them out and curse them. But when you start to get revelation, knowledge in the word of God, you say you better not go there. You better not go there. Even though you sometimes you don't know what you're going to say after, you just say that. I remember one, I never forget this. I remember when I was, you have times when you're married and you're very, very stupid, trying to hold on to something that already turned dust to dust, ashes to ashes. We all have been there, bad relationship, and it's already dead, but you think that you have resurrection power to raise it from the dead. And I remember one day that the children father, my ex-husband, said, he said, listen, this is the most rejected word you can hear from somebody that used to love you. But I'm sharing it to just let you know that God is awesome. And he said, listen to me. I don't want you, Imagine, look at me, how me beautiful now. Look. Listen. I mean, it's just because I don't feel like putting on my modeling shoes. He naturally tell me that he did not want me. I was so hurt. And I call him by name. And I say, you ain't God. I call him by name 3 times and say, I want to tell you today, you ain't God. I didn't have nothing else to say after. But it made him stun. And over the years, I've seen how God has fulfilled those words that I open my mouth and say. Because he properly think after he doesn't want me. No man on planet Earth will ever want me. He think I was damaged product. He think that I had nothing going for me. He made me up a doormat. And he was giving me a ride in the car, so it was not far away. Look and say, I don't want you. I couldn't say that walk away. I was side and side with him. And I just say that 3 times because I didn't have nothing else to say. But God took those words. God took those words and built my faith. Because I was saying, you don't know the God that I serve. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than you can ever ask or think. Our God can make a way where there seems to be no way. And even when you cancel me, God has not canceled me. God has plans for my life. God will restore the years that the locust has eaten and the canker worm has eaten. Because even though he didn't want me, guess what? Guess what? Somebody else come. Oh God, celebrate with me now. You'll get to the altar. Because God has not given up on you. That's why tonight, I don't know why I go there. Because many of us has reminded ourselves about those words that maybe somebody tell you, you will never be able to get another man or never be able to marry it. And you program it in your mind and you're feeding it every day. And somebody say, oh, you will never make it. You will never prosper. You will never succeed. You will never do this and you'll never do that. And God is saying today, deprogram it, because I got plans for you. Plans to lift you up. Plans to make you the head and not the tail. I always remember that. Because you know what? Even after you get married, you know, and you know when you're married into a different culture, some people have some fixed definition. They think they are God. They don't know that love comes in any culture. You don't have to be from the same place to love. Some of us get stuck because why? God never planned sometimes the person that you want right now, but just sometimes the one that probably would make you a great man and a woman, you just say, I want something from your own backyard. And where you get from your own backyard is Mr. Whiskey Low. You got to come from Union Island to know Whiskey Low. But God is a good God. God is a good God. He can, don't get prejudiced. Don't get racist. Pull down those walls. Cut them off. Pull them down. Because why? Some of us get a fix. I want somebody from my village. Did God tell you that? I want somebody from my backyard. Did God ever tell you that? I got somebody from my backyard. And what he have done in my life, I was just like Solomon of Gundy, born on a Monday, Christian on a Tuesday, married on a Wednesday, hail on a Thursday, die on a Friday. Whatever, burial Saturday, Sunday, 2 days of burial. You know, so take the limit off of God tonight and see what God is going to do. Say, God, wherever you have my husband for me, send him. Send him, God. I've been looking all these years for somebody I want. And if I was good at it, I would have found him already. For the years you have been looking, if you was a good searcher, you're supposed to find that man. But some, God has to find him. So just take the limit off God and just say, God, here am I. I'm available. Don't have your statistic. I want him tall, dark, and handsome. Oh, I don't want no big belly man. I don't want no broad chest man. I don't want no... And we just begin to put, I don't want no big foot man. I don't want no this. And we start to give, oh, I don't want no fat man. I don't want no this. And sometimes, you know, I don't want no short man. I don't. And we have our own little definition. And God, they have nothing to do with it. So, tonight, you just, and many of us don't want to pray a prayer like this because we don't want God to give us happiness, you know. Some of us just love trouble, man. So we'll never trust God and say, God, I tell you, when I begin to pray like this, God bring all them old boyfriend. He bring all those old boyfriend. If you think it was something that I just make a choice, I know this is God. That's why, because that's why we accomplished so much, because God is in it. It was not my choice. It was God's choice. Because if I had my choice, I go back again to get the same, if I have to get the same beating in my backyard, I would go again. Because sometimes we don't have no sense. We go again. But when you put your heart trusting in the Lord, and God begin to work on your behalf, you're having peace. Peace that passeth all human understanding. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. You don't have to sit down and worry and fret. And just, I mean, we are talking about assignment. And we're on the subject already and you don't even realize it. Because even assignment, God have relationship where you can actually be fulfilled with each other, where you'll get happiness and peace and joy. Listen, not every man on planet Earth is meant for you. God have a special one that fits you. And when you get him, there's such a peace. People can sit down and they call him all sort of names. And they call him foolish, stupid. But he's better than your beauty queen or your beauty king. Because when God give you, you have peace in your heart. But if God didn't give you, you can't sit down and relax. It's just, have you ever suffered? I don't know about you, but have you ever take broke locks? I have never seen nothing cut your belly like broke locks. By the time you come out from those big old toilet, and your belly go, you got to run back again. And it's not a laxative will let you sit and ease. When you sit down there, it have you crink up and tossing. And after that, oh, yeah, it griping you. It hurting every part in you. I hope they take that thing off of the market. We suffer with that thing. That is what happened in some relationships. And then the thing is that when you do come out, the enemy will actually send some people come and say, give it another try. Just ask them, you ever get the gripe?